the game plan. We're now into the final hour, and I'm way behind. I got a lot of news to cover, a lot of video clips to play in a short time to get there. So I'm going to talk to Ruben, Mike, Prop, Kevin, Mark, and others right now. And then I'm going to get into all the news we haven't covered and recap some of the top stories as well in this final hour. Aaron Dykes is going to pop in the last 15 minutes with our research on the latest activities, the Bill and Melinda Gates world population reduction information. And, of course, I haven't gotten into Chris Matthews. I've mentioned it some with the big hit piece they're airing tonight. Yours truly is the finale of the program. And in the last few nights, he's been foreshadowing, you know, that I'm this dangerous radical who's endangering everybody. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to Ruben in Connecticut. Ruben, thanks for holding. You're the best. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. This is a long-time listener, first-time caller, okay? I was wondering if you guys have heard of aerogel or solid smoke, which will be a perfect solution for the oil spill over there in the Gulf of Mexico. If you go to YouTube and type aerogel solution to Gulf oil slick, they have a video there of a guy showing how aerogel sucks up all the oil, leaving the water intact. It's an expensive solution, but it's something.
Well, the other big thing is if you have 50, 60 million gallons or more pouring in, what factory can make or deliver 60 million gallons of the aerogel? I am familiar with a lot of the different solutions they have. I'm glad Kevin Costner Systems, the centrifuge, has just got bought. The bigger issue is within a year, almost all of that oil is going to biodegrade. I mean, I can't tell you how many tar balls I've seen in the Texas coast with just all sorts of life living on it. The bacteria eat it. Now, it's terrible when it comes into your estuaries and kills your fisheries. They should have blocked those up day one, but the feds wouldn't let the states do it. Why were the feds doing that? Why do the feds want to exacerbate the crisis, Ruben? What do you think's going on?
Well, I think, like you mentioned before, they're going to take advantage of any crisis that happens, any catastrophe. They're going to take advantage of it. And it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing, Alex. And I'm just hoping for the best. You know, I just threw out my two cents there. You know, people can check it out. You know, it's a guy on YouTube that, you know, they manufacture all the aerogel. And it shows a good video. And I think, you know, if people get the word out, maybe.
I hear you, Ruben, and I appreciate your call. And I think the oil's still serious, but overall, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. It's something that happens every day. It's a soap opera. Oh, why won't Obama fix it? Don't worry. He's got a tax on you that'll fix it. But Lieberman says it's only a dollar a day per family, just a dollar more. And, of course, it's a lot more than that. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Let's talk to Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The reason for my call today is I heard on YouTube before the interview before Lindsey Williams did with George Norrie last week. He did an interview, and he about gave some key information. I've got high-level sources that told me the same thing as what he was about to give up. He said, George, your listeners would be amazed on who controls the military, and about gave it up. I want to tell out to everybody in the listening audience that the Federal Reserve has taken full control of our military and our foreign policy. It's already done. Obama has no say in it. Lindsey, if you get Lindsey on again, please get him to answer that question. He will verify what I say.
You know, that's a good idea. Let's get an update from Lindsey tomorrow or Friday. Let's set him up in the third or fourth hour again so people can call in and ask him questions. We'll get him on. We'll ask him that question. But I've seen the head of the War College, the Naval War College, admit the Pentagon works for offshore banks. And they teach the brass that. They teach them it's a corporate government. They're corporate officers. America's bad. America doesn't exist. But we've got to tell the general troops that it's still for America. We've got to still wrap that in the flag. But once the troops have served us, they're the number one enemy. They're the trash. The trash has got to be taken out and thrown in the dump.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number four, 8 minutes in. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to finish up with Steve, David, and Kevin. In fact, I see you just gave me a fresh list here. Who's first in this list, John? Okay, well, then I may not be able to take all those calls because I am really behind schedule here and need to finish up with the most important news of the day. But I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great day to y'all. Boy, this is something I've hearing you say something each time that I think is very important, and I've really been trying to do it myself, and that is not get distracted from all the craziness that these people do. I'm starting to just learn as I read the Bible through that Hebrews 9 and other things that these people are just crazy, and I'm learning what can I do and just stay focused on that, and I'm wondering what other people may be getting out of, you know, getting response out of, you know, just staying focused on, like that fellow there, he was great. Boy, that guy Alex, man, he really, just like you, you know what I mean? That was amazing stuff. I'm kind of stuttering a little bit. I get
no, Mark, God bless you. It's good to hear from you. We've got to stay focused, but we've got to decide what are the most important issues then. And I'm sorry, it's not the oil spill. Yes, it's destroying some of the shrimpers' lives. Yes, it's hurting the Gulf Coast. But compared to trillions a month being stolen by offshore banks that are destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution, liberty is the engine of our freedom. We'll bounce back from this oil spill if the government lets us bounce back, if they hold BP accountable. But I'm here to tell you, BP has bought and paid for Obama. It's one of his chief contributors. And when he says he's going to make them pay, you watch, they're going to end up paying a paltry sum, and they're going to make a lot more money on the carbon tax that they are progenitors of. They are the main kingpins, along with Ken Lay's company, Enron, that cooked this up in the 80s and 90s. And their carbon tax situation that they've invested tens of billions of pushing in was in deep trouble, and now this comes along, and Obama's trying to ram it through using the crisis. And you've got BP and Goldman Sachs and the BP executive dumping their stock in the week before the spill, and then Obama not letting people clean it up. It is very suspicious. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to talk to the Truth Network instead of the liars of this world. I wanted to make a quick suggestion since we're in another shock doctrine. Why don't we get Naomi Klein on so she can re-evaluate how this might fit into the categories, plus all the liberals out there that don't want to believe this stuff. They can basically hear it from the horse's mouth. And also Gore Vidal, because he gets on this stuff a lot, so that the liberals can no longer say, oh, well, this is a right-wing conspiracy nonsense. And one last thing I wanted to say is John Lear. I came across a online thing that was under John Lear tells all about tells all part 12, which he explains who exactly created the AIDS virus, which is a Dr. Donner for a division of the Navy S4, and he explains how it can be cured through some sort of Chinese. Something on a plant that can be used to kill the virus. So he had the documents in hand. So here we have things to show they're trying to kill us and kill certain segments of society. I'll leave the rest to you.
All right, I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Two quick things on the Gulf and Chris Matthews. First of all, as far as I'm concerned, the Gulf situation, and you've pointed this out, it's got inside job written all over it. The fact that the feds won't allow the states to do what they want to do, these companies that have the microbes to eat the oil and the other ones with the skimming technology, now they have troops working with BP. You know, the whole thing, it's about the carbon tax. That's absolutely certain. So that's my take on that.
Well, we knew it was coming. I mean, what does a carbon tax and taxes on oil and gasoline, how does taxing something get us off our dependence, or not letting us drill in the U.S. get us off our dependence, or not letting us have the safe overland pipelines from Alaska, which has more oil than Saudi Arabia? This is a monopoly. They won't let us have our oil. And so they're saying, you want something to be done about the oil spill? We'll just give you a carbon tax paid to BP. How's that sound to you? I mean, BP owns large portions of the Chicago Carbon Exchange, the Gore and Blood Carbon Exchange with Al Gore, Blood and Gore, no pun intended. Mr. Blood is the partner. I mean, they stand to gain from this. We've got to kill this carbon tax.
And so it's about rewarding the criminal cartel that Alex was just talking about. That's what the whole thing, making us their slaves. The other thing is, you mentioned earlier with this hit piece by Matthews that's airing tonight, and then he says, Alex Jones thinks that, and of course his implication is you don't know what you're talking about, but if you think about it, Alex, that's doublespeak, because actually that's what it is. Alex Jones thinks. He thinks critically based on the factual information and makes his conclusions based on, and they don't want you and the rest of us to think. They want us to all be the dumbed-down sheeple and just go blindly along and not think. So, yes, you do think. He's right about that.
God bless you, Steve. I appreciate your call. I'll get to David, Kevin, Kirk, and others towards the end of the hour if we have time, but I've got to get to this news now. It's coming to a crescendo. We've had the Southern Poverty Law Center within hours of Richard Poplawski in Pennsylvania killing three cops, saying that basically I told him to do it and that he was my fan. We went and searched his name and found out he was attacking me. He hated me because I don't get into racial issues and because I didn't hate Jews on major Nazi websites. And then other newspapers picked it up, and I did force a retraction with threats of lawsuits in five newspapers. But since then, a year and a half ago, hundreds of news articles, there were three or four today I saw, say that I'm calling for violence and that I'm going to cause people to kill cops and that what I'm saying is going to cause violence. When I speak out against violence and say that we're winning peacefully, hearts and minds, and that the establishment is going to stage terror attacks to be blamed on libertarians, conservatives, patriots, people that are anti-New World Order, anti-war activists on the left, in that control paradigm. And we have the internal government documents that show this. We have the internal government documents that show that they are scared of what we the people are doing. And so a week or so ago, I got the transcript of the television program that's going to air three times tonight. And remember, Chris Matthews is a joke. He has about 500,000 viewers. That's the little leagues of cable TV. Glenn Beck's the big leagues, 3 million to 4 million. And that's still not that big of an audience. Rush Limbaugh's got 10 million a day. Coast to Coast AM, about 8 million a day. Over 30 million to 35 million plus. Well, see, Limbaugh has 22 million a week. Coast to Coast, 16 million a week. Michael Savage, 10 million a week. Sean Hannity, 10 million or so a week. I mean, Glenn Beck, 14 million a week. That gives you an idea. Talk radio is much bigger than cable TV. It's just cable TV has got 400, 500 channels. Talk radio doesn't. What do you have, two, three choices in your town of talk radio? If it's a big, big city, maybe five, six choices. Most of that's sports. My point is that Chris Matthews is a legend in his own mind. This is really an exercise in being even noticed, even being in the game at any level. That's why Chris Matthews and MSNBC are constantly demonizing anybody who's against government corruption. That's why if you don't want the government running your health care and the insurance companies writing the legislation to rip you off, you are a racist. Now, to even a five-year-old, you say, I don't want government running my health care, and they say, you're a racist. That's code word for the N-word. That's a quote. Anyone with common sense says, that's ridiculous. The only way that Chris Matthews can be relevant in any way is to make outrageous statements, is to say, if you don't like big government, you're a racist. If you believe there's a population control agenda, which is admitted, by the way, we have a big article today detailing it, you want to kill cops. And the piece coming up tonight, according to the script, says, you know, Jones isn't probably going to be out pulling triggers on cops, but his followers certainly are. So a 500,000 people, probably more because they've been hyping this for a few weeks, are going to watch this. And it still has that authority, though, of a guy in a suit with fancy teleprompters and a fancy set saying Alex Jones wants to kill cops. And last night, the night before, he said similar things about how we're going to cause violence on his Hardball show. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to play part of this exchange, and then I'm going to come back and play a clip of one of their other talk show hosts calling for basically Obama to be a dictator. And I saw the comments on the YouTube saying, yeah, we need a dictator to clean this up. A dictatorship is going to give us freedom. A dictatorship is what it takes to fix America. And in that human trait, that mob psychology trait, you see the real danger. Obama is dangerous, and they test ballooned him as a messiah, as a savior to bring in tyranny. But that cult of personality got shot down very quickly because people wanted instant gratification. The real danger is the next savior they're going to bring into office after Mr. Obama leaves in the next 2.5 years, I predict. He may still stage a terror attack and try to stay in. Anything's possible in World War III with Iran. He may end up being like Roosevelt, 4 or 5 tours. Who knows? The point is, the danger here is they're going to really start promoting dictatorship. and I'm seeing this more and more. If we just had a dictator, they could fix it all.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, let's get into this Matthews hit piece first. And then I'm going to get into other MSNBC hosts calling for dictatorship. I'm not going to play the whole video. It's 8 minutes long. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Here is the first part of it.
The new right, an emerging fact of life in 21st century America. Tea parties, birthers, patriot groups, militias. Their common cause? A raging hostility toward the elected government of the United States.
We are in deep tyranny. Deep, deep, deep.
Their common fear? That their personal rights and freedoms stand in imminent jeopardy.
tyranny is something that we've been warned from the very beginning by the Founding Fathers that you have to be on guard against.
Their common enemy, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
We're either going to stop him or the United States of America is going to cease to exist.
From right of center to the farthest fringe, they resent what they see America becoming. Tens of millions are ready to vote no to everything the new president proposes. But for others, the fight is bigger than bills in Congress or election candidates. In their own words, they want to take their country back. David Corns, Washington Bureau Chief for Mother Jones Magazine, who writes for politicscom.com. He writes for politicsdaily.com. Pat Buchanan is, of course, Pat Buchanan. Pat, you're one of the stars of this, not because you're a current hero, but because you were a pathfinder. What I find stunning about this, and I think liberals, progressives, people from the center left will be stunned and scared by what they see tomorrow night. People on the right may find themselves yelling, right on, because a lot of this documentary is simply people on the right saying their thing, from Glenn Beck to Rush Limbaugh, to Orly Tates, to all these people out there, Alex Jones, saying their thing. It's a true documentary, as you know. What is it today that scares people about Washington government to the point where some are arming themselves, they're calling it illegitimate? This government was elected legitimately. They're calling it a tyranny. It's not right-left anymore. It sounds revolutionary, these people. All of them. Tea Party, militia, patriot groups, truth.
Yeah, back it up a few seconds. We're not saying that it's illegitimate because it wasn't elected. We're saying it's illegitimate for the government to take over one-seventh of the economy and for it to be written by the insurance companies to cut benefits and raise taxes. We're saying it's illegitimate that Obama's real name is Barry Sitaro and he is an Indonesian citizen and ineligible to be president, not just being born in Kenya. The evidence all points towards that, but it's 100% he's a Kenyan communist supporter, and he supported Odinga, his cousin, the Muslim extremist, who murdered a bunch of Christians, and that Obama was involved supporting that and advising him how to do it, and that he is an Indonesian citizen. But it's not just about Obama. The original Tea Parties were Ron Paul supporters, sick of the wars, sick of Bush crippling government. All these idiot Obama supporters thought they were going to get free cars, free houses, free everything. Remember all that? Year and a half later, they don't think that anymore. Obama's got a very low approval rating. What, are 60% of the American people that hate his guts, are they terrorists? Obama is a puppet. Obama is a front man. Obama doesn't matter at the end of the day. See, they want to make this about left-right. They want to make this about Obama. None of what I told Matthew's people about serious issues is in the film. Everything's taken out of context. Like my quote, and I gave their interviewee the documents, the quotes, about reducing our population between 80 and 90%, and I went on to say, some of their people say get rid of all humans. Some say get rid of 99%. This is all on record. This is in the news every day, people calling for this. This is what the globalists want. This is what their New World Order's endgame is. But let's finish up. Continue.
Taste all these people out there, Alex Jones, saying their thing. It's a true documentary, as you know. What is it today that scares people about Washington government to the point where some are arming themselves? They're calling it illegitimate. This government was elected legitimately. They're calling it a tyranny.
It's engaged in treason.
It's not right-left anymore. It sounds revolutionary, these people. All of them. Tea Party.
If it's unconstitutional, it's illegal.
Truth birthers, the whole
crowd. What is it you don't get, bankers?
Nixon, an awful lot of things.
Well, because they use the same language.
Well, they do, but look, I mean, I don't know these Michigan militia guys. I don't go out with them into the woods and things like that. And I don't know if these guys with guns and things like that really represent a Tea Party. What you got to ask, Chris, is how is it that a Tea Party that you describe in a one-hour documentary as very dangerous and in some ways threatening had a 2-to-1 approval record, and the Tea Party was more admired and approving of than the Democratic Party and the Republican Party as of a couple of months ago? Where you've got it pretty close, I think, Chris, is the second part. I think the first part would be like me doing a documentary on the civil rights movement and starting off with Stokely Carmichael and H. Rapp.
All right, stop there. And, you know, we're going to come back from break and finish this up. But they know exactly what they're doing. Absolute brainwashing. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Pat Buchanan made the central point that they've had polls where as high as 84% have more favorable comments about the Tea Party when asked versus 40% roughly supporting Obama. So 2-1. You've got a network like MSNBC with its top shows with 500,000 viewers. CNN just 3 years ago had 3 million viewers for Larry King Live. Now it's got 1 million. Their number one show has 1 million viewers. No one is watching these people. Not only because they're tuning away from TV to the internet, because they can get more depth and breadth of discussion and ideas and get off the phony left-right paradigm plantation, but because they know these people have an agenda. Now, Paul Watson wrote an article and pointed out that Chris Matthews has defended domestic terrorists while smearing Americans as dangerous radicals. Matthews, on video, has said that he likes Lenin. He likes Saul Alinsky. He likes communism. But then the Tea Parties hold up signs saying, we don't want communism, and he calls them nuts. See, that's how arrogant somebody like Chris Matthews is he makes millions of dollars a year. What is it, $3-4 million a year? He sits up there. He works for the big banks. He wants to communalize your wealth so he can control it. And then he tells you it doesn't exist and you're crazy. That's why he has 500,000 viewers. And so that's why he's got to air this three times a day, twice tomorrow, and one time again every day for the next 2 weeks. is what they're scheduling, just airing it constantly over and over again, hoping they have an effect, hoping if they sling enough mud up against the wall that it has some type of effect, while Chris Matthews sits up there and says, I control reality. I tell you what's safe to watch. I tell you what's safe to see. And in that video clip last night, he's like, this is going to scare a lot of progressives. This is going to scare a lot of mainline liberals. Oh, it's so scary. These people want to overthrow the government. Chris Matthews knows it's a foreign corporate takeover of the U.S. He worked for a U.S. president. He knows there's eugenics going on. So does Pat Buchanan. He knows all of this is real. Now, here's the key clip. They say this Alex Jones is being legitimized by Rand Paul. That's not really what they're worried about. They're worried about my message becoming mainstream. And they know that if people start talking about poison in the water, and if people start talking about brainwashing on television, and if people start talking about GMO food sterilizing them, and if people start talking about world government and real issues that are there, it's game over. No one's going to care anymore hearing how scary the militia is and the federal judges ordered their release. It was all fake. No one is going to, because they're going to know the real killers, the real control freaks are the people running our government. This is a group of criminals to the max. Let's finish up with this clip.
I think you're mixing an awful lot of things.
Well, because they use the same language.
Well, they do. But look, I mean, I don't know these Michigan militia guys. I don't go out with them into the woods and things like that. And I don't know if these guys with guns and things like that really represent a Tea Party. What you got to ask, Chris,
hit pause again.
How is it that a
See, they're scared. They want to be the government with the guns. They want to be the government with men in black ski masks. They want to be the government face scanning you and making you have an ID to have a job, but illegals are exempt. They want to be the ones with all the force, the monopoly of force. It scares them, the true Americana of Americans buying guns and training with it. It scares them that 20-plus million guns have been sold in the last year and a half, breaking all records. It scares them that people are getting real and are not caring about the political correctness of basically wetting themselves every time Chris Matthews shows them a gun. And I won't have time to play the whole piece, but at the end of the 8-minute piece, Chris Matthews says, they've got guns! They're wearing guns! Well, yeah. How can they ban all guns if people start wearing guns everywhere? Then all the sheep go, I thought guns are illegal. You know, the average sheep in Austin, Texas, I talked to, the middle of Texas, they believe guns are illegal. If they come to your house to clean your carpet or fix your toilet and they're not from Texas, I mean, it's happened to me, and they see a gun case, they begin living in fear. Just like that Chris Matthews reporter, the producer of the show that came down here to interview me. She saw a gun on the shelf over here and literally couldn't breathe and was hyperventilating and started crying. And I thought something was wrong with her because she couldn't talk for about 60 seconds. It was, and literally was in such terror. She couldn't breathe. I was like, what's wrong? I'd put my hands on her. What's wrong? Well, she's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I saw the, And again, she feels safe when she sees a guy on a SWAT team with a gun or a FEMA camp or, you know, checkpoints or body scanners. She's like, oh, the government hurting us and lining us up and checking our papers. That's freedom. But she sees a slave with a gun and she goes into convulsions of fear. Her religion is being disarmed and weak. And so these cloistered little elitists, they have taught people to have a psychological revulsion of women that are women, cars that are cars, men that are men, just red-blooded Americana, everything that flag really symbolizes, private property, constitution, real capitalism, not crony capitalism. They hate it. They hate it. They absolutely hate it. Because these are, because if they were real world people, they wouldn't be for tyranny. Go ahead and finish the clip.
Tea Party that you describe in a 1-hour documentary as very dangerous and in some ways threatening had a 2-1 approval record, and the Tea Party was more admired and approving of than the Democratic Party and the Republican Party as of a couple of months ago. Where you've got it pretty close, I think, Chris, is the second part. I think the first part would be like me doing a documentary on the civil rights movement and starting off with Stokely Carmichael and H.R.A.P. Brown and, you know, Malcolm X and Elijah right. Muhammad, and then you get around to Whitney Young and
yeah, but Martin Luther King was never a black nationalist. He wasn't calling for separation. Let me go to you, David. It seems to me what strikes me in doing this
pause
and
again.
It is the use.
Look at that sign right there. Back it up about a second, please. For people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it says, vote out all incumbents, crooks. You've got every incumbent in every race, whether it's Florida, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Hawaii, Colorado, Republican and Democrat being voted out. That's never happened before. It's always one party's out of favor, one party's in favor. That's what they're panicked by. You go to a Tea Party, most of the signs are both parties are bad, we're bankrupt, you know, cut the size of government. And that's why they hate the Tea Party so much, because at its roots, it's bipartisan. At its roots, it's transpartisan. And so first they want to make it a Republican issue so they can divide and conquer. Then they want to radicalize it and demonize it. And they want to be gatekeepers and say, look, this Alex Jones is too popular. He's a kook. He says the government wants to reduce your numbers. When that is the stated State Department U.S. policy, stated U.N. policy, and the stated White House science czar, who has written more than 10 books and booklets, we own them all, and here's the textbook he wrote, Eco-Science, where it calls for drugging the water to sterilize you and calls for a planetary regime to do it and calls for basically forced abortion. I mean, this is the White House science czar. This is, they say, we want a planetary government to then carry this out. I mean, look, Chris Matthews is a dead political duck. He wants to make this violent because he's losing the political fight. And just like they told you the vaccines wouldn't hurt you, and I said, folks, don't believe me, don't believe Matthews, don't believe Fox News, they were up there lying too, and CNN, I said, go to the Walgreens, go to the CVS, go to the Savons or Vons or whatever it is, or the Eckerd, go to the pharmacy and say, I want the insert that came with the shot bottle. And you read it, and it says causes Guillain-Barre's, other neurological disorders, Lou Gehrig's disease, brain damage, sterilization, reduced fertility, and cancer. Read the stinking insert. And you know what? People just take the challenge and they read the stinking insert. And they find out who's telling them the truth. And it ain't you, Chris Slimeball Matthews. Let's finish up with this clip. Here it is.
It's in reporting it, is the use of the flag, Don't Tread on Me, the great Gadsden flag from South Carolina. These people are referring to the federal government of the United States, which was honestly elected.
Right.
Nobody questions the election of Barack Obama. He won with a good one.
Pause again.
Well, look.
Honestly elected with 4 times the Wall Street money, 5 times the Goldman Sachs money. Honestly elected, held up as a messianic leader by the media, knowing people were mad at their last puppet, Bush, catapulting him in to break every promise. Please continue.
They're saying he's not an American.
Yeah.
They're saying he's illegitimate. This language I've never heard before.
What was interesting to me about the piece that you did was that you showed the continuum between people, Dick Armies of the world who you interview, who was a member of Congress, you know, libertarian conservative, you know, helping to stir up the Tea Party. And then you have someone like Alex Jones, who we just saw in that clip, a radio talk show host who says he's not right, says he's not left. But he says that we are, that basically there is a planetary elite that literally has a secret plan to kill 80 to 99% of the population. And you have Rand Paul going on his radio show every couple of months in which they talk about the threats to liberty. Now, I'm not saying Rand Paul believes the conspiracy theories of Alex Jones, but by appearing on that show, he is somewhat legitimating
right.
Alex Jones as a voice of the right.
Why would, look, Dick Armey, we all like, I've known Dick Armey forever.
That's enough.
Dick Armey will not disown.
And then he will not disown the birthers, he goes on to say. Well, I mean, his cousin Odinga is a mass murderer on record with Obama directing him to riot to be made prime minister. They created that position for him. He's from Indonesia. I've already covered. I mean, he is an Indonesian citizen. He is illegitimate. You can't give up your U.S. citizenship to be an Indonesian citizen and then retroactively get your U.S. citizenship back. He never gave up the Indonesian to begin with. What are we doing having a president who's got all these different names from Indonesia? But listen, everybody, MSNBC and cover-up of manifestly provable population control program, a very important article. And then we have another article. We're hitting them from all sides. MSNBC goons assault Tea Party activists while pointing fingers at others for violence. That video of MSNBC people attacking a reporter with a knife is up on PrisonPlanet.com. MSNBC goons assault Tea Party activists while pointing fingers at others for violence. And we show other videos of Obama thugs beating people up and the media ignoring it. And then meanwhile, you've got last week Chris Matthews supporting Bill Ayers, who murdered people and bombed police. This little punk likes people that bomb police. I'm up here saying nonviolence, let's fix this peacefully, and this little punk is supporting the weatherman that bombed and killed and wounded and blinded more than 25 police. That's how sick these revolutionaries are. But now they're running the country. They're the scumbag revolutionaries. They know we're on to them, so they want a dictatorship of their corrupt government. And I've got all the mainstream news. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. Don't want to read it at PrisonPlanet.com? Go read it at DrudgeReport.com. Now, I'm going to Aaron Dykes in a moment on the eugenics front. But before we do that here, let's go to the next clip. By the way, that's a small sampling. They're attacking me on every major show on MSNBC. Why? We're effective. They know that if you go read the article, MSNBC and cover-up of manifestly provable population control plan, you're not going to be scared of their oil spill they staged. No doubt of it now. And you'll give up all your rights to them and all this tax money. They know that if you realize just how evil these controllers are, you're not going to be scared of little men in caves anymore and give your liberties up. If you figure out who the real danger is, like Thomas Jefferson warned us, their party is over. And as Newsweek said, I am the prophet of the Tea Parties. They go to the Tea Parties. MSNBC told me this. So did Salon. So did the New York Times. Everywhere they go, the majority of people say, I'm here because of Alex Jones. Now, you notice you don't see me at those tea parties. I've been invited to a lot of them, but I don't go because I'm busy, A. B, I get their provocateurs, then try to stir stuff up and, you know, run up. And it only takes two or three of them to claim, you're not supposed to be here. And then they say I crashed it or something, and it becomes a media-staged event. There's a lot of COINTELPRO out there, also a lot of just jealous, mentally ill people. But in the final equation here, ladies and gentlemen, they're in a lot of trouble, and they know they are. So get it out there. Chris Matthews supports terrorists that attack and kill police. Meanwhile, he wants to say, I'm calling for killing cops, which he does later in this video and in the documentary coming out tonight, according to the script we have. Now, I want to turn to Aaron Dykes now because, I mean, you know, here's an article out of the London Independent. UK eugenicists demand we need a global initiative for population reduction. That's the London Independent today. I've got another one here. Lieberman says pay $1 a day for climate. They've got the carbon tax back. BP was founding member of cap and trade lobby. They admit with the cap and trade, it's to shut down society. Here's CNN Money. The $600 billion challenge. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, and Warren Buffett are asking the nation's billionaires to pledge to give at least half their net worth to charity if their lifetimes or at death. If their campaign succeeds, it could change the face of philanthropy. Then you study the philanthropy. You find out both of them are eugenicists. In fact, pull up the headline, World's Ultra-Rich Meet in Secret to Discuss Population. You find out that they're allowed to make their money tax-free, keep it, make more money as long as the interest on that money goes for eugenics. And I wanted to call Aaron Dykes in because it's part of research for our new eugenics/chemtrail film. You have gone over the 70-plus programs, at least 10 of them, 30-plus at some degree, but at least 10 of them directly are about covert sterilization. So, Aaron Dykes, we're about to go to break, but start going over your findings now from your deep research of these people. I mean, my analysis of the eugenics kingdom, is it accurate?
Oh, it's so scary that it's accurate. And all these computer people have been into population reduction over the past half century.
IBM was founded to track blacks.
And Bill Gates' father's been involved with population.
IBM machines were used on the Jews with the numbers.
everywhere you look, you'll find all those computer companies deep, deep, deep into eugenics. So it's all the more troubling that all of these programs are for sterilization, contraceptives, all mixed with vaccine and scary sounding nanotechnology, which are all meant to enhance the vaccines. So,
and these are, some of these are vaccines that reprogram the brain so you'll behave yourself. Don't, it's like the pod people. It's body snatcher. Take this. You'll be one of us now. And they're openly saying, they're laughing. It doesn't matter if we don't want to take it. They're just going to put it in the food and spray it on us. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, we know there's been.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm Chris Matthews. I'm a big fat bastard. Excuse me.
I mean, they've forced down covert sterilization over the years. Sometimes it's been in vaccines, and all of a sudden we're supposed to trust Bill Gates when he turns into a mad scientist.
And we've got hundreds of mainstream reports where they add sterilization compounds to the vaccines to sterilize.
Yeah, and it's always hidden and lied to African villages, and they riot, and they just do it anyway. And now we have at least 10 programs for contraceptives or sterilization, which can be covertly slipped into vaccines, into foods, water, you name it, because a lot of it is based on nanotechnology. Take this one, a zeolite hydrogel nanomop for contraception. It attacks the fructose in sperm to take away the energy to impregnate using nanotechnology.
Stay there. And then he talks about covert delivery methods. Oh, the slaves aren't taking the shots? I'm Bill Gates. His little evil look. You people are going to be exterminated. You're not going to stop me.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
There's the Times of London. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulations. America's richest people meet to discuss ways of transcending. I'm reading that from across the room. Is that what it says? Transcending a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. Again, they've got computer monitors where they put articles up that I asked for across the room. Is that word transcend? It is transcend. Okay, good. I'm just reading it from about 10 feet away, and it's small. You know, that's all they talk about. That's all they do. It's in all the documents. A lot of the transhumanists and eugenicists say they want to kill all humans, that humans are a disease and shouldn't even be allowed off planet. Watson has those quotes. That's why I said the debate is 80%. That's the lowest. That's the liberals. We should only kill 80. Ted Turner says 90. Prince Philip says 80 to 90. And they're all, you know, a lot of people attack them as traitors. They say, no, you must kill all humans. You know, humans are a scourge. And but I'm not allowed to talk about that, even though they're in the news today calling for global one-child policies, Aaron. Keep going through the vaccines, though. I'm sorry.
Well, there's a lot of vaccine as well as contraceptive stuff. One of the scarier ones that has already been reported is they're going to use ultrasound as a long-term reversible male contraceptive. But it effectively sterilizes you because you have to go back in. They have a lot of...
But it's okay to ultrasound babies, even though it's been linked to brain damage. But it does fry your sperm. But that's okay. Just do it to your baby's brain. We're the government.
I mean, we have a scientific dictatorship attacking sperm, you know, the means of reproduction at a fundamental level, attacking it, learning how to disassemble it in order, in the name of attacking HIV virus. They have contraceptives for women that are supposed to fight sexually transmitted diseases and HIV. It just goes on and on. It's really scary. Some of the vaccines include a laser vaccine, which will target leishmania. There will be a live virus with the self-destruct sequence and a new vaccine technology. There will be nanoparticles that deliver pathogenic microbes. Another study is for a pollen-mimicking nanoparticle, which will deliver a vaccine upon contact with human sweat and deliver... you know, that one targets the hair follicles.
And that's released on the air.
And then they have other things where they use bacteria.
And Bill Gates' dad, CIA, Planned Parenthood board member, openly calls us subhuman trash, and he's running around giggling with airborne sterilants that mimic pollen. Hope you enjoy yourself out there.
It's scary.
But we're not supposed to talk about that because Chris Matthews, you know, sits up there on his high horse. There's too many of us. How about you get the hell off the planet, Chris Matthews? You're the one supporting all the wars and the violence with your poverty pimp, predator drone garbage. How about you get out of our lives, you sicko control freak who wants to get rid of us so you can have the earth for yourself? You know, the good news is people know who you are. You Bill Ayers terrorist. You supporter of terrorists. You are a terrorist. You are somebody that wants to shut down the Bill of Rights in America. And you're going to be defeated. You can't kill an idea, Matthews. Understand that. You can't kill an idea whose time has come. You and all your globalist trash in both political parties. It's over, scumbag. We know who you are. Go ahead.
Well, it's just we've studied these evil eugenicists for... what they've been doing over the past century, you and I have spent years looking at this, and every time they use all the new computer technology to catalog people they want to exterminate, now they're using all the vaccines.
They've been taking our blood at birth, now admitted for Pentagon bioweapons on every person.
Yeah, they develop this nanotechnology and then use it immediately for vaccines, for reproduction of weird, you know, antigens and bacteriophages. And for sterilization, we know what they've been up to.
He's totally obsessed. He admits sterilize you. And hey, when you go into the doctors, it'll all be compartmentalized. Gee, Mr. Jones. Gee, Mrs. Johnson. You know, we don't know why you're sterilized. But don't worry, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation happens to have a drug that'll treat that. You know, just buy it from them. Oh, and he's also into weather control and chemtrails. He's huge into that, patenting all that. We're out of time. Great job, Aaron. We'll have to do more on it this week. Great job, Chris.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.